Birdie turned around, chugged another green shot, squinted his eyes, and then asked while slurring his words,
"Which one is Betty?"
The woman, Aggie clarified. "The other is her cousin Roger."
"Oh, yes, right, the woman."
Both Tank, Mike the bartender, and the dark-haired woman turned to stare at Betty. They were all curious as to who was interested in Birdie. Tank reached over and smacked Birdie on the shoulder.
"Who would have thought?"
"It looks like you got an admirer, O'Malley." Betty flirtingly wiggled her digits in their direction. Aggie could see Roger rolling his eyes. When Birdie held up the napkin and waved back, Birdie's smile quickly faded, and Roger began to choke. Aggie watched as Betty elbowed him in the ribs. Roger went into a roaring fit of laughter, enjoying himself. That meant he was laughing at Betty's misfortune. Aggie furrowed her brow in confusion as she approached the booth. Roger was wheezing he was laughing so hard. He clutched his stomach, sucked in air, and laughed some more.
"Shut up, Roger!"
Betty hissed. Roger looked up at Aggie, pointed, and laughed hysterically. Aggie gnawed on her lower lip and slid into the booth next to Betty.
"What's so funny?"
she asked, afraid to hear the answer. Betty frowned. It was apparent she wasn't happy with her. Roger bellowed.
This is great! You gave that little red-headed guy Betty's number by mistake! Oh, boy!"
He wiped at the tears streaming down his cheeks.
"He looks like the Lucky Charm cereal leprechaun."
"You always were a gold digger, Betty. I know you're only after his pot of gold at the end of the rainbow."
"Roger!"
Betty snapped.
"Shut up!"
"Who did you want me to give your number to?"
Aggie asked.
"Not him,"
Betty said, scrunching up her nose.
"He's not my type. You should know that."
Roger was practically hyperventilating. He was laughing so hard. The two men sitting at the table near them looked over, trying to figure out what was so funny. Aggie was just grateful that this time it wasn't due to a conversation about her toilet clogging.